Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
West Coast. That's what we're about to talk about. You know what I mean?
What you know about the West Coast?
I don't think y'all really understand what's cracking right now.
Nah, they don't.
It's a new breed.
True.
Going into this new millennium, you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
How we do it?
Let's talk about California. If you ever came to visit, wonder why you didn't stay. Got wide open spaces like them Dixie chicks. Enough soldiers in the hood to really start some. It's where the sun always sets and the beauty never ceases. There's a war going on, but it's more with the police. Where the pace is slow, it's something like in the south. Well, now the towners try to rush, they just running their mouth. I love the hot days and the old school cars. White tees and baggy jeans and barbecues in the park. If you ain't rest here, you would never understand. Best believe that I am. I put a billboard's butt naked from the waist up. With your hands over each breast, throwing the west up. And underneath, the caption would say, don't you wish you was here, West Coast?
Yeah, yeah. Cause everywhere I go and everything I see makes me believe there's nothing like the West Coast. West Coast. And everything I do, the way I move, is just because I'm from the West Coast. West Coast.
Out west, we ride stangs and cuts, coupes and regals. Six foals and Cadillac trucks, and we still sporting gas. That's how we do it out west. Red or blue rag, neutral brothers, we still going federal. You better know we pop collars and chop game. Where Mary Jane is the color of Incredible Hulk. Summertime we top drop, fresh out the chop shops. Out of control, straight balling, baggy shorts, no sock. Owning the block, cell phones roaming a lot. We could bone on the yacht, I'm talking about the home of the rock. Rocking the sporty fit, we bumpy 40 and a click. Too short, Dr. Dre or some George Clinton. Don't get it twisted, cause you can even ask Mystic.
The Bay got the best
and LA got the bitches, tricks, max, hustlers, snitches, hood rat killers, drug dealers, and thug niggas. Where we at?
Everywhere we go and everything we say makes us believe there's nothing like the West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
And everything we do, the way we move, is just because we're from the West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
It ain't nothing like the CA. Sunshine women watering sand trees and the West Coast relays. Straight from the north, with paper chasing his art. Where they blast for cash and walk life is true and living gangsters.
Thanks to OGs, the game is so fluid. Got a swag in the step like only we can do it. True it. Ain't no other Golden State. You can't relate. We heavyweights who demonstrate.
Let's be a soldier in a land of homicides and murder. Liquor store robberies and fast learners and corrupt cops. On a mission to bust off shots. Blew a flamed up, you might just catch a hot one at the bus stop.
Yo, Asia, baby, we set the record straight. From thugs to fallen angels, we elevate. And I know one day my soul will go to rest. Just put my ashes in the dirt in the West.
Cause everywhere I go and everything I say makes me believe there's nothing like the West Coast.
Throw your W's up.
West Coast.
Throw your W's up.
And everything I do, the way I move, is just because I'm from the West Coast. West Coast. See, everywhere we go and everything we say makes us believe there's nothing like the West Coast. West Coast.
Los Angeles.
And everything we do, the way we move, is just because we're from the West Coast. West Coast.
West Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Star Saxon here. Star Saxon, it has been an interesting thing this week. It's been very interesting starting from Sunday. We know that the passing of Kobe Bryant, for folks who listen to the show, Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven others that perished in a helicopter accident on Sunday. And it's one of those things, and we've experienced this a little bit. I know this one is funny. When I say it's funny, it's interesting, I should say, that it hit me, but I know in kind of our texting back and forth, it hit you very hard. I know it hit my son, who's not a Laker fan, but just the fact that just the reality of when somebody passing away that you're familiar with, somebody famous you're familiar with, you know enough of them, so you think you know a little, you know them a little bit. And you know, he's only 41 years old. His daughter was 13, and so that life being extinguished so early, especially on 13, that just hits. That's what really kind of got me. My son ended up and he's attending school back east. He didn't even go to his first class on Monday because it was so heavy for him. He's a big fan of Juice WRLD, who passed away, what, about a month or so ago. And that hit him pretty hard, too, because that was kind of his first death with somebody that he's familiar with and all that stuff. But the point is, I mean, Sax, I'm going to let you kind of go and have your way with it. But what was interesting to me, the coverage, you had MSNBC, CNN, ABC, because in the sports world, yes, when something like this happens, of course, it's going to take over, and it did, and I wasn't surprised by that. But what took me aback a little bit was the coverage. I mean, they were breaking into shows, they were preempting shows, and just covering it. In Italy, felt different countries really feeling the impact. Italy, China, and the impact that he had. I've always been more of a Laker fan than, say, a fan of a particular player, but I appreciated Kobe the way that he was just relentless. If you were one of his teammates, that man was going to ride you, because if he's giving his best and he's doing his thing, you better give your 100% and be dedicated the same way he was. Dwight Howard, on how he couldn't really get down with Kobe's program, and how a lot of players have felt that wrath because they just weren't about it like he was. Just to say it plainly, LA is the reverberations of LA. That's somebody that that LA adopted as Kobe's as their own, because he grinded it out, brought championships, and just, we really did see him grow up from, you know, 16, 17 years old to when he passed. And that is, you don't get to say that, or I guess we hadn't said that before, because now we're getting older, and some of the artists or entertainers, et cetera, that we grew up listening, grew up paying attention to, grew up watching their every move, they're passing away, and they're passing away too soon, and it's always a sad thing. But your thoughts about Kobe Bryant and this tragedy, man?
Yo, man, like, I turned on the phone, woke up in the morning Sunday. I usually go to KTLA.com. You know, that's a nice little plug. Catch up on what's going on in LA and the LA Basin. That's my little local news. And like about like 9:50 in the morning is when I went and did it. And there's the breaking news is helicopter crashes into the side mountainside in Calabasas, California, which is like an affluent neighborhood in northwestern Los Angeles County. Whatever. Point being is it had no mention of Kobe. So I just put the phone down, started my breakfast, hung out with my kids, and then I promised my son I'd go buy him a goldfish, because the one I got him the day before, eerily enough, when we woke up Sunday, was dead. But it wasn't floating at the top of the goldfish tank like a goldfish usually does. He was dead in the fucking corner at the bottom.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, man, I got you. Let's go get this goldfish. So at this point, it's like 12 noon. I haven't looked at the phone since like 9:50, and then my phone just starts blowing up. But it's all screen captures, and it's synced up with my car, so I'm not paying no attention. Like, all right, whatever, I'll look at that later. I'm hanging out with my son. And then I get this phone call from my wife at like 1 o'clock, and she's just hysterical. Kobe is dead. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I was like, how? She's like, a helicopter crashed. And I was like, oh shit. And she's like, what? It's like, I read about that first thing in the morning. So then I go back to my phone, and I turn on the browser, and it's still on that page from 9:50. It says breaking news, helicopter crashes into a mountainside in Calabasas. But then I touched the screen on accident, and then it automatically updates to like 1 o'clock, and it's like Kobe Bryant killed in a helicopter that crashed on a Calabasas mountainside. So I had already saw it, but just didn't even, you know what I mean? So that was kind of a weird thing. That with the dead goldfish being at the bottom of the tank and not floating at the top, that was a little odd. But then, like, you know, it just started sinking in that, like, you know, Laker all-time great Kobe Bryant has passed away at a young age, leaving behind a wife and 3 kids. And we're not going to go through the whole Rick Fox bullshit that was.
Which is crazy.
Right, we won't even go into that. But it's just like, all right, Kobe's dead, and you find out his daughter is on the plane. And then, honestly, you know what I mean, to the day of this recording right here, man, like, I cried over Kobe, man. Like, that shit fucking, it fucked with me in a really weird way, man. Like, you know, I didn't know the dude personally, but he's been such a part of my life growing up in Los Angeles that it's almost like a distant cousin. You know what I mean? You watch this dude come into the city, you know, 17 years of age in 96. I mean, frankly, he came to LA in 96 when I was like a sophomore, junior, UCLA. So my coming of age as a young man parallels his arrival. Right. So like the whole, you got the Shaq, Kobe, Eddie Jones, Nick Van Exel, Anthony Peeler Lakers with that photo. You know what I'm talking about? That stock photo, that version of the Lakers, the Del Harris Lakers.
Yes,
the
sir.
The form that couldn't get it done, and they always got eliminated by the Utah Jazz. Kobe there for all three. But that's like putting your, that's paying dues though, right?
Yes.
That's the paying dues phase, right? And you just like, Eddie Jones is tight, but that little kid is good named Kobe Bryant. But yeah, dude, I wouldn't start him over Eddie Jones though. And Nick Van Exel, I mean, you know, he be shooting the ball too much to be a point guard. Oh, we got Jim Jackson too. You know, we had all this stuff going on. It wasn't really like title ready, right? And then Jerry West traded Eddie Jones. You know what I mean? And then Kobe started, and things started to change. But Kobe's arrival in LA, again, was just like, I don't know if people really put this shit together, but Kobe got drafted this like July, and then Tupac got killed in September.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. Yeah, you're right.
And Shaq came via trade that same summer Kobe got drafted. So when you think about Shaq and Kobe's Lakers, that shit is like literally like passing the baton from, or receiving the baton from Pac about what LA was about. Right?
Right.
Think about that. Because that's also at the time whenever Snoop started riding with No Limit, right?
Right around that time, yeah.
What LA was between 96 and 2000, I mean, that shit was like Shaq, Van Exel, and Eddie. So that shit cut deep because that was like life. You know what I mean? Like, we knew we were the Lakers. We knew we were about championships. But Magic, you know, had an abrupt retirement, you know, due to contracting HIV. And so we didn't really have this like succession plan for the Magic Johnson era Lakers. So there was like this hard out. And so they had to rebuild it. And you're watching this championship team get rebuilt between 96 and 2000. And so we finally got over the hump whenever we beat, it was the Indiana Pacers, right?
Yeah, first championship, Indiana Pacers.
Indiana Pacers, once we got Phil Jackson in. And my memory of that championship was dope because I lived in New Orleans when that shit went down. My roommates were from Indiana, dude. They were from Indianapolis, ironically, right? So they were like, fuck Shaq, Shaq ain't shit. And I was like, dude, you can't stop the diesel, dude. Shaq down low, dunk and one. He gonna brick 50% of the free throws, but he gonna make the other half. You can't stop it, right? Remember that game 4 in Indiana where Shaq fouled out?
Yes.
All right, Shaq fouls out, listeners. And there's like, fuck, like 15 seconds left to go, right? Shaq fouls out. We're down by like 2 points or whatever. And my roommates, both of them, Kyle and Chad, they're just fucking laughing like, you're done. Shaq fouled out. Y'all ain't winning this shit. You can make the free throws, but y'all ain't winning this shit in overtime if you get there. So we make the free throws. And I look at them. I was like, this is going to overtime. And they're like, yo, y'all ain't got Shaq. Y'all ain't winning this shit. We about to take game 4. I was like, nah, dude, y'all fucked up. He's like, what you mean we fucked up? I was like, y'all fucked up. Like, what you mean? You fucked up because you let Shaq foul out. Now, Kobe get to go off on y'all. And he's like, Kobe, that kid?
I was like, that motherfucker's bad as Michael Jordan, dude, but you don't get to see it because Shaq always take the touches. You fucked up. You was better off letting Shaq stay in the game. Now that Shaq's out of the game, this motherfucker Kobe about to go off. Watch me. Watch me. Bet me. Bet me. Y'all about to learn who Kobe Bryant is. Y'all about to learn Shaq out the way. Y'all fucked up. I hit him with the Bill Duke. You know you done fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up. That's what I was saying, because I'm from L.A. and I seen this nigga every day. You know what I mean? So to them, there was just a kid with like the mini fro who could dunk. And I'm like, nah, dude, you fucked up. This boy's bad, but Shaq in the way. So they shoot, it go to overtime, right? Kobe scored the first 8 points, game over. He dunking on niggas, doing fadeaway. He did the baby hook and shit. Go check the tape. It's all on YouTube. I never forget, dude, their jaw dropped. Motherfucker couldn't drink no beer. They was disgusted that his little kid was going off. And I was like, dude, I told you. Every time he made an incredible shot, he busted that three over Reggie Miller. I was like, yo, I told you, you fucked up. You should have let Shaq stay in the game, because then the boy with all the talent wouldn't get the ball. You know what I mean? And you could foul Shaq and go one for one for one off the free throw line, right? You put Kobe in the game, you foul him, he gonna go and one on a three. Right? Dude, the game was over. My roommate, I swear to God, dude, he gonna be mad as fuck for me putting this shit on a fucking podcast. He went to the backyard. Don't talk to me. Just slammed the door and started shooting shots. Girlfriend comes over. It's like, hey, what'd you do to Kyle, man? I was like, hey, man, he just learned who the fuck Kobe Bryant was, and that shit left him shook. She's like, nah, I ain't never seen him like this, though. Can you go out there and talk to him? Because I'm a little worried about him. I think he's crying. I'm like, crying? She's like, listen, she's like, yo, I know you like fucking with people. I never seen him like this. He's a diehard Patriots fan. Just kind of talk him off the ledge, because this shit ain't good, man. I'm like, all right. I walk outside. I swear to God, dude, before he knew I was there, I hear him say this. This one's for you, Reggie. He takes a free throw shot. This one's for you, Reggie. Mad as fuck, Reggie Miller just lost that game to that kid, Kobe Bryant. And I keep my roommate. I was supposed to go out there and be supportive of him, because, you know, he just got cooked. And I went out there and I was looking at him like, yo, man, now you know who Kobe Bryant is, don't you? I said, fuck you, man. And I just shut the door and went back and watched the highlights again and again and again. I never get that. I was like, dude, they're like, Shaq fouled out. I was like, niggas, y'all fucked up. Now it's Kobe Unleashed. That's the worst thing y'all could have done, dude. I never forget that shit. But on the real though, man, I can't believe the motherfucker's gone. We all know about the glory of Kobe Copter. It's what you got to do to beat traffic on the 5, 110, 405 in Southern California if you're financially empowered enough to do it. I'd be lying if I didn't say that we were all collectively worried some shit like this might happen, because in the end, dude, that's a fucking helicopter, nigga. That shit is not a car, right?
True.
Right? I mean, you might get a chance if you get in a car accident, but you get a helicopter accident, nigga, there ain't no fucking chance, dude. So, that shit is, like, absolute. And then I go through these emotional moments where I kind of, like, I'm at peace with the fact that, like, the dude lived his life. He made a significant contribution to the point where people around the world are mourning his loss. You know, I was talking to my wife, like, it seemed like he was really becoming invested in increasing the profile of women's basketball, not just at the college level, but also with the WNBA. And, you know, for obvious reasons with regard to his daughter's, you know, pursuit of a professional career in basketball. I hope people who can still maintain that legacy and kind of keep that up. But I definitely think the WNBA and women's basketball needs more spotlight. Because frankly, I can't even lie, dude. I watch more women's college basketball than I do men's college basketball. I just can't lie. It's a much more interesting game to me at this point. But I vacillate, dude. It's like, Kobe's dead. Fuck. And you're like, oh, he died with his daughter. It hits me again. Then it's like, his daughter's dead. Fuck. And I just start this loop, dude. Like, him by himself, a parent losing the kid, and then a parent dying with the kid, dude. Like, that's some horrible shit, dude. Like, I don't know, dude. I get, like, vertigo off of that shit thinking about it. Because I got a daughter, too. I can't even imagine, man. You know what I mean?
I just can't.
It's like, the instance where I want to think about, like, Kobe highlights and, you know, the Kobe album that never dropped. You feel me? all like the highlights of the career, you know, like Rick Fox going to chase down, you know, Doug Christie in the tunnel during the Camelot. First three rings. Remember that?
Yeah.
All and he whooped his ass. Remember that? Kobe versus Smush. Kobe versus Kwame. Kobe versus Dwight. Kobe versus the Lakers. Trade me. Remember that? 81 point. Was it 68 in Madison Square Garden? The fact that he didn't have hops, he had like this, like, his dunks, I would compare to like a beat produced by Cocaine, dude. It's like funky sloppy with power. You ever know? For a dunk, and it's like all forearm, and he barely gets it over the rim, and it kind of like trips into the fucking rim with power and authority. And you're like, these other niggas could jump higher than him, but he keeps getting it past these motherfuckers, dude. That's Kobe. I think about all these shit, dude. And then it's like, man, that was a hard ass nigga, dude. Like, straight up, that nigga repped LA hard as fuck. Right? And then you're just like, oh man, he could die with his daughter. You're just like, shit, I can't even imagine. Like, quiet as fuck. Just staring off in his face at work. You know? And I turn on the fucking ESPN, I see the logo and I see the highlights, and it just starts all over again. Phil trying to break him by giving him them books and shit. Remember how Phil used to try to do that? Kobe right back at Phil. Nigga, I read four. I ain't scared of no fucking book. You know what I mean? It's a trip, dude. It's just like a lot of ways, but it's like circular for me right now. Like, I'm not over the whole fucking idea that this fucking guy passed away, let alone he passed away with his family or with his kid. Can't handle it, dude. It's like, I'm not in a good place, dude. Like, I don't know, man. I'm this shit fucked me up like Prodigy passing away fucked me up, dude. It really fucked me up. I ain't even over that motherfucker not being around, dude. Like, I be playing Mobb Deep albums and shit. Like, is this motherfucker really dead, dude? This nigga cannot be dead. Like, all these, this nigga cannot really be dead. And then it's just like, this motherfucker's really dead. God damn. Same thing with Kobe, dude. Look, I don't know, dude. I could talk all day about this shit, but all I know is that motherfucker, like Nas said, dude, represent. You knew what you was getting with the Mamba, dude. He was about to bring it to you. You know what I mean? And there's not a lot of motherfuckers like that, dude. Like, across all sports. That's why he was so highly respected. It was just, I'm going to bring it. Because he wasn't the tallest dude in the league, right? He didn't have the hops. Worked on that game. Brought it to them niggas every night, dude. And he was one of them dudes that they were scared to play that nigga because they knew they couldn't hang with the mental game. You know what I mean?
This is true. Red. To your point. He got, and this is one of the things I said to my son when I was trying to talk to him Monday afternoon, and I said, hey, one of the things, gone too soon. This can't be, and of course, his daughter gone too soon, of course. But one of the things that I don't think Kobe would ever say is that he didn't get everything out of his skill set. He tried to squeeze every bit of talent that he had. He worked hard. Again, as you said, he couldn't jump the highest. He wasn't the highest jumper, but he was a killer in terms of his desire to win and his work ethic, and that can't be denied. And that got him. And I think that's what resonates with people. That's what resonates is that work ethic and that bravado and that self confidence. Because as you mentioned, 17 years old, and you take it, and it's well documented. Again, everybody go look it up. With taking two air balls in the final minutes of that game, the closeout game four when the Lakers got swept by Utah, was it Utah? And he wasn't fazed by it because hey, I'm supposed to be here and I'm gonna be the best. I'm gonna be the best ever, and this is what it is. I don't care. Somebody gotta take that shot, so it might as well be me. So let's get into a few songs and we're going to come back. Star Saxon, we want to talk a little bit about Khalees. I always mess up her name. Khalees. Yeah, anyway, her milkshake used to bring all the boys to the yard. She pulling people's cards now. But let's get into a few songs and we are going to come back. You are listening to Microphone Masters.
Still hit the swap meet to get some socks cheap. Kids playing hopscotch where they cock heat. Do a figure eight, let the tie screech. In the 559 trying to find a beach. Young F.A., young Hefe, half black, half S.A. To the North Daniels, to the Threses. Blue rag, red rag, offsets, hey. Can't be no punk in the backyard boogie with the double dutch jump to an Old Town freak playing Humpty Hump in Pomona, sugar free, LBC, G Funk, and the F Grizzlies, where they throw them G's up. Hair all perm, looking like Jesus. Not get what I'm destined to become. Know exactly where to go if I'm ever on the run. The only state that I can call mine. See, they keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed, we living in the golden state.
We meet up at the cemetery just to stay in touch, visiting loved ones cause we miss them so much. And how you love that, the progress is obvious, that's why girls see the hirachis and wanna body us. Never heard Uptown Anthem but she the naughtiest. It's like God gave us our own land to grow, marijuana plants and sweet potatoes, you know, some corn for tortillas and black campus Adidas, and a little bit of time to enjoy what's left. A train on Crenshaw, huh, what's next? But we ain't in the plans though, so I'ma spend $750 on the house in View Park, fuck the Lambo. There's guns in this butter, get your ammo, bandanas like Rambo, cause Cali gon' stand strong, from Bobby Seale and Eldridge Cleaver to Dom Kennedy and Fat Sean. That's it.
The only state that I can call mine, cause see they keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed, we living in the golden state of mine.
Yeah, no place like home. My OG say these California streets ain't paved with gold. Dayton's in Vogue's only way to roll. Say a prayer, young nigga, try and save your soul. Soldiers die every day, swear nobody is safe. When killers migrate, just to live and die in LA. LA, learn how to hold your weight, living in the golden state. Get 25 with an L for a low in the 8. Come and pay us a visit, coast to the Pacific. Just to be specific, lows are pretty bitches. In addition to the CHP, roll an 8th, hit the bay, bump some EA ski. And send a RIP to Mac DRE. Real, recognize real, we don't need ID. And if it wasn't for the West, you wouldn't need a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. Once again, it's the F.
The only state that I can call mine. You see, they keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed, we living in the golden state of mine. The only state that I can call mine. You see, they keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed, we living in the golden state of.
Holla at your boy Fuzzy Fan Tap, LA Leakers, Big Boys Neighborhood, Compton 310, Long Beach 562, LA South Central 323-213, Fresno, LaShawn representing that 559, up north Bay Area 510, 415, 408, 916, San Diego 619, Sac Town, back up to the valley, 818, showing love to 626-707.
What it do, it's your boy Cousin Pete, man. So a special shout out to Microphone Masters Radio, boy.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The bass keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The bass keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
Say, which way should I steer at?
The beat keeps knocking down my rearview mirror. Blanking like a motherfucker swerving. Hope I don't bap in my 2010 Suburban. My right pocket been feuding with my left pocket. Cause my left pocket be having a thumper in it. My left pocket be feuding with my right pocket. Cause my right pocket be having more money in it. See that chick right there?
Yeah.
She a little old slut. She said he 40's a filth. Father, I'd like to fuck. Little girl, you way too young for me. What you need to do is go and get your mom. I heard she got some vicious dome matching gobble game is fire. Suction cup lips suck the air out of tire. Hips, butt, tits, bitch, call me sire. And I won't stop macking till I retire.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The bass keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
The bass keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
He's in my Swisher. Boy, like the blunt. Dub 7's in the trunk. About to make shit jump. I do my own stunts. This my favorite one. Dick sticking in the same position till the bitch come. Baby, I'm the one. Cold as a glacier. Heart like coal and the soul of a gangster. And I can make you famous. Better yet, dangerous. Courageous. Feel a game so contagious. Outrageous. Amazing. I keep the shit blazing. Can't nobody faze them. Only money can persuade them. Bottles by the cases. Models get wasted. Diamonds in my chain. Some more up in my bracelet. Pocket full of paper. Miss me with the fake shit. The 40 caliber spit till something get hit. Honor thy mother, but fuck these bitches. I keep the gang vicious, I'm ridiculous. I'm ridiculous.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
Keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
My rearview mirror is vibrating. My rearview mirror is vibrating.
Keeps knocking down my rearview mirror.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can.
The coming of the new overlord. I be the boy within the man, so why try? I never needed comp, I never wanted comp. I feels I exceeded the skills needed. I'm rough with the stuff enough buffing got, but they not the shot. I got the proof, aloof type fella, hell of a guy. I love myself and my heart. Roglyphics and events essential. Yo, even if it don't mean shit, I'ma convince you. Since you never been in my brain, you probably never noticed the array.
Microphone Masters, J Love and Star Saxon here. Yo, so Star Saxon, you hit me off with an article today. Now, Nas's ex-wife,
Khalees.
So Nas's ex-wife, she's pulling cards and calling out in a recent interview. She talked about a myriad of topics, but she mentioned the fact that the Neptunes, Pharrell and also Chad, they essentially took her publishing. It's another story of an artist, a young artist, where they say, just go ahead and just sign it. This is what it says. Just go ahead and sign it. She signed it, signed away her publishing. And so it essentially got that industry rule number 4080, record company people are shady. But you wouldn't think sometimes it's your own that are the ones that are shady, because the industry has done them wrong. And so then they go and try to pay it forward by doing other people wrong. But your thoughts on what she had to say in that article, though?
I mean, she was sitting on some ether and kind of just broke niggas off, dude. She had Chad up in there, Pharrell especially. I don't know, man. It's like, I mean, somebody got her with the right questions and she came with the fucking, you know, the soundbite answers, which are probably true. I mean, I didn't live her life experience. I mean, it sounds like they, like you said, it sounds like they took her for a publishing and she went on their word. But this is a really fucked up example, but I'm going to bring it to you anyway, Jay. You heard the whole Nas, right? When he got his deal, right?
Yes.
Like
search.
16 at the deal, and he took the fucking paperwork to search and said, can you look this shit over for me? Because I don't trust you. Hey, dude, the word is called due diligence, man. Right?
True.
Right?
True.
Hey, if I ever send you some paperwork that's a contract, we go back decades. I'm not going to be offended if you run it by your lawyers, dude, because that nigga might find something in there that's going to do me some harm.
True that.
That's just called business, dudes. I don't know, man. Like, while it sounds like they took her, you got to do your due diligence, right?
Yeah, you have to, because if one of the things that she mentioned is she doesn't see that it's two things kind of caught me when I was there was a snippet where she says I'm not bitter or I'm not angry about it, but the fact that you're bringing it up, yeah, you're still angry about it, because no matter what, that's still, it doesn't matter if you could have $2 million in the bank right now, but could you have had $3 million in the bank? Could you have had some other different opportunities that came about because of that?
Right. So that two back then might be 15 now. Right.
True. True.
Yeah. No, she got a right to be bitter. I was just tripping on, like, I don't even want to say the timing of this shit. It was just like the shit comes out and then, like, cancel culture just gets a fucking bottle of kerosene thrown on it. And now you got all these niggas over here shitting on Pharrell and Chad and Nas all day. And it's just like,
yeah.
Like the fucking story is older than half y'all niggas on the social media spaces. So it ain't like the information is new. But to just be so, like, overtly reactionary regarding somebody you don't even know his life story, I don't get this shit, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't get that mental process, dude. Like, you sitting over here like, let's be honest, dude, she ain't dropped the album in like 15 years, right? Hey, I like the first three, dude. I like Hello Susie. Or Hey There Susie. I love that song. That's off the European release second album the niggas didn't even buy. I like the taste. I actually like Khalees as an artist. You know what I mean? I'm not even front on this shit, but it's like, oh, see, now I get this, my get off my lawn moment, dude. These young niggas, dude, they some straight bitch niggas, dude. Like, let's listen to the woman's story, but now you about to sit over here and just, like, quote unquote, cancel culture for real? Half the niggas you listen to wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for this nigga, dude. I heard some stat that in like 03, Pharrell had like 46% of the songs on the radio produced by, he was the producer. Right?
Believe that. Like, yeah.
You know, like Britney Spears is trying to get a black audience with Pharrell beats. Who the fuck would Justin Timberlake be without Pharrell? Would Jessica Biel even be fucking Justin Timberlake without Pharrell's production? Careers, I don't get it, dude. But it's like, just bite your tongue a little bit, people. I mean, she's just one of many who got fucked off their deals. You know what I mean? Pick a rapper. Most rappers got fucked off their deals. I mean, shit. Didn't Easy Gangsta, right?
True.
Did you?
Yeah.
right?
And it crosses it crosses genres too. So it doesn't matter if it's rock or country or jazz. We know jazz musicians were notoriously robbed of publishing, and they were taken advantage of as well. But when you mention that cancel culture, people are complicated, right? So one of the things, kind of going back to what we talked about in the first segment, and I think there's a little bit of little correlation here, is that people are complicated. So my grandfather was a complicated man, on my paternal grandfather. So, you know, he was cool with me, but he did some shady shit. So he's a complicated man. So he's not all good, and he wasn't all bad either. And I think that when people from the safety of their mobile devices, they try to cancel somebody, when they realize that they're just as flawed as the person that they're talking about or trying to cancel, and they don't want, and it's, you can agree to disagree without trying to cancel somebody, with air quotes.
Exactly. The problem is, I don't think they realize they're flawed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. I spend quality time on Twitter, dude. Gets me through my boring ass work day. But some niggas, that shit is a real place for them, dude. You know what I mean? It's a real place. Like, they're making political movements on that shit, dude. It's like, alright, man, I guess. Yeah, I guess we gonna cancel for real. Can't cancel for real, dude. What's that old phrase, dude? The day you play Nas is the day you play yourself. Yeah, you're so for real in that shit, dude. Like, that nigga done did so much fucking work. I ain't saying he's a saint. Nigga can't be canceled, dude.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there. So let's get into a few songs. We're gonna come back with Star Saxon with some last words. So you are listening to Microphone Masters.
It's like looking directly into the sun with the naked eye. A serial killer, kill him before they testify.
Welcome to the murder show.
Show you how to murk a flow, or how to crush a windpipe with your elbow.
I'm meditating on a murder, you heard of me, sorta. In the news reported to having a mental disorder. If I had a quarter for every reporter on my list, I'd be stacking a million.
Making a serial killing week.
Killing this shit.
How crazy are you willing to get? Russian roulette, let the cylinder spin. Prove that the devil exists. Climbing out the ghetto from the deepest abyss. Hold my strays, find their ways to the ones I missed, bitch.
Welcome to the murder show. Everything you see is incredible. It'll blow your fucking mind, hope you're ready though. Take a seat. Welcome to the murder show. Welcome to the murder show. Everything you see is incredible. It'll blow your fucking mind, hope you're ready though. Take a seat. Welcome to the murder show.
Motivated by murder. Hit him until we hurt him. Heard him talking about us.
But now you talking to the burner.
Click clack, a nigga lay flat, wet his shirt up. Wash him off the map, ain't no telling where he turned up.
Lack of remorse, and I don't fucking feel a thing. And of course, we're on the murder street, preferably we move in the dark. Don't ever sit in the park, because I'm waiting across the street in my car.
And we know exactly who you are. If you're not a gorilla, then you're just another monkey in a tree, trying to swing like me.
Clap his ass, R.I.P. O.D.T.H.C. LSD, DOA, your VIP. Try B, G.I. Joe, watch out, G.I.B.
Think of how many Joe's just slept through.
Welcome to the murder show. Everything you see is incredible. Gonna blow your fucking mind, hope you're ready though. Take a seat. Welcome to the murder show. Welcome to the murder show. Everything you see is incredible. Gonna blow your fucking mind, hope you're ready though. Take a seat. Welcome to the murder show.
People die every day round my way. It's a suicide, enemies not safe. Niggas choose a side in the streets of LA. We live and do and die, so the tech gon' spray.
When I hear the little voices, the choices I make are breaking you down and killing the game like a poisonous snake. There's no mistaking my name, forsaking my lane. I'm truly insane, and you can truly catch due to the brain.
Turn you into a shit stain, run you over with the crazy train. Eddie Kane, nights like this, praying for fucking rain. Bet not show your face.
So even if you don't know yourself, you better know your place.
Just a lost soul that knows no fate, no one say. Raised to not give a fuck what no one say. A loose cannon killing everything standing. Use that iPhone footage for them news crew cameras, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the murder show. Everything you see is incredible. Gonna blow your fucking mind, hope you're ready though. Take a seat. Welcome to the murder show. Welcome to the murder show. Everything you see is incredible. Gonna blow your fucking mind, hope you're ready though. Take a seat. Welcome to the murder show. We'll be right back.
Yo, what's up, party people? It's your boy Focus, F-O-K-I-S, a.k.a. Fokey. We represent Low East Side of New York City. And y'all listening to the Microphone Master Show.
Take it out, bitch. Put it back. Bitch, you want it in front of back? Bitch, you want it in your mouth? Okay. No problem. Shit in the car. Fuck that shit. I gotta get some with it. Working it.
You just need to shut your fucking mouth. I'll be rolling through your city in a cut up glass house with cocaine on the license plate. And your girl might wanna be one of my hoe kings. I'm the green eyed light skinned nigga, and you think that I am so, but get your ass caught up in the twist, nigga. Tryna see if it's cool. Boom, bow, click, bang, another dead boom. I'm hitting switches and I'm riding high, so high, like Endo mixed with Ty.
Who is that? Who is that? You all on your hip.
Yo, it's them two twin bitches and they wanna trip. Cause see, this time it's gonna be better than the last time. I like Clint Eastwood, your hoes better make my day. And if not, it's okay. I'll be silly on the pedal in my fly. Okay, I had a whole name runner that wanted to do it from the back. Push up the wrong way and almost broke my psychedelic.
I'm skeezing.
And if you want some, get on your knees. And now open up your mouth and say please. And yeah, I'm a macaroni without the cheese.
Favor, check out my friends over at
Casual Sports Radio Network. That's KSRNAZ.com. Casual Sports Radio Network. That's where you're going to find everything that has to do if you are a football fan, if you're a basketball fan, if you like a little bit of hip hop the way that I do. Check it out. My man Casual E runs that over there. Again, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRNAZ.com. You can.
Blum, blum, blinky, blum, when I pull it out of cocket, watch them all run, run from the gunplay. Made them lay on their face. And bitch, when I'm spraying, ain't no fucking can of mix. I'm the last nigga to tackle with, I can't and I ain't gon' quit. Dub singing eight on some working them ankle shit. About time some niggas drop rhymes to make you represent it, putting them fingers out high. High haters from the state of the rain, they're still getting paper dressed like Tickie D. Taylor's. Raised by the Chevrolet dip and scrapers. Sticking to the script so this shit can't break us. Touch my chicks off, I'll pick y'all. Have your hair rolling on the ground like a motherfucking kickball. And when I'm candling, keep niggas vision like candling. Look, mama, there go that man again.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this. Niggas, chill. Bitches, chill. You can represent like this. No nuts, chill. Loke, no glory. My mind play tricks, but that's another gang story. 3-2-1 in the gas blast. One time soup through kinda fast. Fast lane life, so a nigga chase. All for the snaps, can I nigga taste? Break yourself, yeah. Killer be killed in the land where's fuck your side. Deal. Real raps be the program. A-Dub, CB is Summer Jam. Hood with the first year, Lope 100. One of the West best motherfuckers don't want it. Two hard motherfuckers, West up. White beat, a bandana, and a paper cup. 4D, two hats to the back. One shooter on deck when the beef gon' crack.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
You can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
You can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
You can represent like this. Niggas, chill. Bitches, chill. You can represent like this. Me and my girlfriend been tight since grade school. Lesson for the day, get paid, fool. Yeah, nigga, pay in full. Bullshit on the mic, so the strap get pulled. Nigga, never waste time when it come to the grind. All day, keep it west, DJ Rewind. A-Dub, C, real hood, low, take it back. Golf hats, 8-ball in a Cadillac. Down the block, low rats in the next lane. With a hood cellophane, earrings match chain. No pain, no gain, make it rain. So strange, no change, A to stay in my lane. Funny niggas on the mic, check they vocals. If it ain't hood with the speech, go loco. Cyclo, like the motherfuckers, you can tell. Me and my nigga Dub C rap for real.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this.
Here we go again.
New staff official.
It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this. My nigga Bryce Sinatra on the beat. Beat him down low.
Microphone Masters, J Love and Star Saxon here. So my last word, I was listening to a podcast. It was by a lady, I think her name is Gretchen Rubin. So I've been trying to listen to some different podcasts to try to almost add, not motivation, but just different things to elevate myself. If I can listen to somebody buck somebody in a drive-by in a hip-hop song, then I can listen to a podcast to try to a little bit of a self-improvement, whatever the right term is. And so it was pick a word or a phrase for the year that you want to, maybe it's something that you want to focus on or you want to get better at or you want to try to not to do as much or whatever. So my word for this year is follow through. So follow through. We, you know, so many ideas that I have, and we often talk about things. So I want to be able to follow through on them and not do them for fear of failure. Actually, so for fear of failure, thinking that you don't have enough time, but you find the time for the things that you really love. And oftentimes, the things that are easiest, you find a lot of time for, and the things that might require a little bit of elbow grease and rolling up your sleeves or trying to be a grinder like Kobe Bean Bryant, then maybe you shy away from it. But my word for this year is follow through. So that's my last word. Star Saxon, it's on you.
Hey, man, first of all, follow through. You right, dude. I got to stop wolfing and just execute. I got to hit the execute button, man. I got to, like, do it. Last word, dude. Look, we got the Super Bowl coming up, right?
Yes.
This shit is so much of a slam dunk, I'm really not going to spend much time on it in my last words. Patrick Mahomes by 25 points, dude. You can't stop the boy. Let him get his ring. 25 points, dude. It's going. You can't stop that nigga, dude. Can't stop him. You can't stop him, dude. You can't. Look, man. You know the motherfucker can throw 90 yards, right? Feels like it. And he's like, yo, we punt it. The shit's on like the 10-yard line. We got his ass. Look, we're going to run a long developing crossing route with Tariq Hill going in motion from the bottom of the screen to the top of the screen. Get a little mismatch play action. Next thing you know, Tariq Hill went on a streak up the top of the screen. But he cut that shit in to be a fucking distant post. And all of a sudden, he was just throwing a fucking ball 95-yard touchdown. You ain't stopping Patrick Mahomes in his moment of glory. Jimmy G gonna be okay because he's gonna go back home and fuck a porn star. Mahomes by 25 points, dude. Look, I ain't even trip on that shit. Mahomes by 25 points. Let's keep it moving. Now, real last words, dude. The coronavirus. Ooh. Are you scared?
Man, it touched down in Arizona. There was a case. There was a case just a couple days ago. Yeah, my wife, as folks who folks who listen maybe not know, she works in the medical field. So. Yeah, so I'm a little concerned,
man. That shit is everywhere, dude. And it's like, I'm trying to be PC about the shit, dude. But let's just put it like this, dude. Them niggas is everywhere, dude. Them niggas is at Disneyland. Them niggas is on boats. Them niggas at the mountain. Them niggas is in museums. Them niggas is in universities.
True.
Them niggas is on the freeway. Them niggas is in Pasadena. Them niggas is everywhere, dude. It ain't like the disease is called the highly educated and upwardly mobile black man disease, where it's like three of them niggas and y'all just over there. I wouldn't be worried about a disease like that, because I know one. He over there. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is the coronavirus from China, dude. And they everywhere, dude. Right?
True.
Right. So... all I'm saying is, man, like, I roll up to the school with my kid. I'm looking around all of a sudden, like, hold on a second. Hold on a second. This is nuts. I need to be concerned. I need to be concerned about this shit, dude. And then it's like, we want to take a vacation and get on the airport. Nigga, the airport is where you pick the disease up at.
Yeah, you gonna be gonna be in the airplane? No.
Nope, niggas is cough. Hey, don't cough. Don't you fucking cough. I got a 2-hour Southwest flight. I don't need that shit. Just hold it in. Right?
True.
Go to the bathroom. Take a piss. Do you wash your hands? Because you know your dick. There's no corona on your dick. Or do you go over and then hit the soap where the corona was at, dude? The next thing you know, you got this dick. I'm a little concerned, Jay, because this shit is getting out of hand, dude. They got 6,000 Italians on a cruise in the Mediterranean. They can't deboard the boat because somebody was caught.
Yep, somebody had a fever or something like that. Yeah, exactly.
It's an outbreak movie, dude. And this shit is fucking up my spring break plans because I don't want to die, dude. Shit. I don't want to die. Did you see how they said how it came about? Somebody eating bat soup?
Wait, for real?
Nigga, here's a video. Some people from over there eating bat soup with shallots chopped up in that motherfucker, dude. The shit ain't even deferred. And you know the bat wing is just skin membrane, right? They just gnaw on that shit like it's gristle. And you know bats, they got like fucking rabies, dude. I sound really terrible. It sounds terrible, dude, for me to be talking like this. I got an anthro degree, dude. I understand culture, capital C. But at a certain point, though, you can't be eating shit that got the plague and then just be hopping on a Southwest flight trans-Pacific. You feel?
I feel you.
So, I don't know, man. I'm just saying, dude. Then, like, the people from America that got out on the plane and went to Alaska, they said, no, y'all got to go to March Air Force Base in Riverside County so we can check y'all out. Nigga, that's just right around the corner from the house.
That is true.
Hey, dude, I don't want to sound like a racist bastard or a nationalist, but hey, dude, I seen that movie Outbreak, man. Remember that scene in the movie theater where homie was coughing?
Yes.
Yeah, and they zoomed in on that fucking that drop of a spit that came out of his mouth, and next you know, niggas is all laid up.
Yeah, all it takes is a drop.
Check it out. Let's say you go to a bar for a Super Bowl party. What's going to happen when that one nigga cough?
Ha! Man, he got me now. I want to go have an IPA somewhere. I'm trying to fuck just up my life.
And they said that shit can stay on a surface for over 72 hours and still be contagious. Cough in your hands if you don't spread it. Touch the escalator rail. Niggas is done at the box.
Damn.
I'm saying is, man, be on your P's and Q's, man. Be on your P's and Q's, man. Coronavirus is here, and this shit is not about no beer.
That's true. And on that note, well done, well put. On that note, on behalf of the one and only Star Saxon, I am Jay Love, and we do this every week. Again, special rest in peace to all the people that passed away this past Sunday in that helicopter accident. And of course, because we knew them in some way, we felt like we did. A special rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna Bryant. So until next time, a yukin.
Yo. Yeah. Soul Father Rasco, Cali agent number one, yeah, the under, here we come, it's like this, yeah, here we come, like this, yeah, here we come, it's like this, y'all, y'all. We bring the game, you can't deal with it. Always come real with it. Tear it down, then build with it. Better believe we gon' still get it. Spit hard, you get scarred. We still pull cards against the odds we face. Still try to pick up the pace, the light speed. Test you might bleed. Only thing I need is a mic to breathe. Them nights with these, we make them have to slice the cheese. Ready for war, time that we settle the score. Hit them off with the shit they ain't heard before. What's the name? Rash nigga, cash the game. Half cats leave the town on the fastest train. I'm still the same. Best when I slice the frame, the nicest game. A nigga with a priceless name, it be the rap. Once again, ready to flow. We letting them know we here, baby, stacking the dough. Hey, yo.
Hit that, spit that, hit that, rip that, get back.
Here we come.
Cause we know you scared, we prepared, we in here.
Here we come.
For the ladies, Gucci watches, cute top notches.
Here we come.
We 5-0-5. Run, nigga, run.
Aggression, all the stress in the house. Stepping and created a weapon of mass destruction. Busted down the door, you in the game once more. Cage bird with wings ready to soar. Call me L-U-V. Draw a line in the sand across the land. A woman, a man, you wanna come test me? We out here raising the stakes. We'll do what it takes. Avoiding the face, never go down gently. We coming through in the clutch. You're doing too much, excuse me. Here comes some real MCs. We don't play, we some grown ass men. I quit with a pen, about to make all y'all see. Thought wrong, if you thought not, forever the underdog. Hit a real up the spot, when time is our only enemy. Even at live shows, we moving through the strength of dough.
Here we come. Hit that, spit that, hit that, rip that, kick back.
Here we come.
Cause we know you scared, be prepared, we in here.
Here we come.
The ladies, Gucci watches, cute top notches.
Here we come.
We 5-0-5. Run, nigga, run.
We come to change your point of view. Cause we know like a substance is boring you. Ain't no bragging about my rims and how I wear Timbs and buy fancy things and got to give you something you feel. Something that's true, real, whole lot of real deal. Because they all so fake. That's why I be the one that they love to hate. No more room for them D-boys. Cause they're all decoys that I gotta destroy. They just saturate the game with a rap that's the same. Sounding all so lame, I ain't the one to blame. Find a new scapegoat, another gas rapper that wear the same rank. Cause there's no sun in my limelight. Like before I got my rhyme right, make sure that my mind's right.
Here we come.
Hit that, spit that, hit that, rip that, get back.
Here we come.
Cause we know you scared, be prepared, we in here.
Here we come.
The ladies, Gucci watches, cute top notches.
Here we come.
We 5-0-5. Run, nigga, run.
What's going on, everybody? It is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, or maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAV like Victor, ONLUV. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And of course, you gotta follow DubCNN on Twitter at DubCNN, DubCNN. You can.
justice. You got a bad name like Dick Butt Kiss. Welcome to the next level, a rhyme flowing, scratching, cooking up beats and home catching. Every time I come home, I got 50 messages. I only call back the girls with big, big presses. Ooh, I got biddies in all the major cities. The safest way to have sex is right between us. I knew this filly from Philly, we was puffing on a filly. She started acting silly, so I popped her like a willy. I'm like Cucamonga, I'm way out. And you know I got the flow that'll never play out. I was raised in Cali, just like a palm tree. I rocked the mic from London to the Mojave. Taz, Diamond D, and the road to the J. Amazing feats happen when we come out to play. Welcome to the next level.
Tricks just for kicks. I represent with the licks. So here's the fix. I'm hitting harder than a brick. Tricks get slick and face the dick real quick. You better recognize, adjust your bifocals. Your style is local. I sit on beaches in Acapulco. I put words together like Peter Jennings. Aight. And skate on motherfuckers like Peggy Fleming. So woe to those who owe. From 10456 to 90210. I'm sipping on Pina Colada. Two blocks off La Cienega at the Ramada. But hold up, I'm not done yet. I get hard like the perms pimps wear on Sunset. So recognize when you feel it. D-I-T-C, you can't steal it. Aight?
In their faces, off the two turntables with the anvil cases. It's the L.I.K.'s that blaze in the maze that
got the road teacher
in these crazy ass days. But the alcoholic mama, King T and Diamond D, got the gas pointed at you like Rich around tree. Cause 1994 is the year we overdo it with the house party beats and flowing like fluid. Cause ain't nothing to it but to do that shit and print it. But it's all about the loot, so every move is documented, invented by the man born for lyric kicking, cooling out with your bitch, eating sweet and sour chicken. Exceeding visa limits if the tab's on you. I get drunk and reminisce about the shit I used to do. We used to take out crews as a hobby after school in the lobby. Me, Mike B, and my beatbox Robbie. Sending kids back to the lab for more practice. The only way they win if we battle through the Uga Wackers. 10 years later, still a hip hop slave. A prehistoric B-boy making beats in my cave. The L, I, K, S, S. What makes the motherfucker so damn fresh? It's the liquid flow that we spilling on ya. Broadcasting live from the Southern California, and we out.
Welcome to the next level. The L I K S S. Welcome to the next level. The L I K S S. What
must be the proof that I'm sipping?
Welcome to the next level. A rhyme flowing.
Must be the proof that I'm sipping.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been the Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com. You can...